This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken visited Gaza mediators in Qatar on Tuesday in pursuit of a ceasefire deal between Israel and Hamas terrorists, AP correspondent Haya Panjwani reports.
Blinken spoke to reporters while departing Qatar.
Our message is simple, it's clear, and it's urgent. We need to get the ceasefire and hostage agreement over the finish line.
Hamas and Israel are signaling that challenges remain. Hamas called the latest proposal a reversal of what it had previously agreed to and accused the U.S. of reluctantly accepting what it called new conditions from Israel. Blinken added that for the sake of civilians in Gaza, all parties need to move quick.
This needs to get done, and it needs to get done in the days ahead, and we will do everything possible to get it across the finish line.
I'm Haya Panjwani.
Israel's chief military spokesman, Rear Admiral Daniel Hagari, said in a press conference on Tuesday, Israel was determined to bring home all the hostages. He said, we will not give up on any of them, adding it was a moral obligation to bring them back to Israel. Israel retrieved the bodies of 6 hostages from the Gaza Strip, the military said on Tuesday, as negotiations continued in an effort to bring back more than 100 captives who remain in the besieged Palestinian enclave. Russia said on Tuesday its forces had taken control of what it described as a strategically important logistics hub in eastern Ukraine, part of Moscow's grinding drive to capture the entire Donetsk region. Even as Ukrainian troops seek to advance in Russia's Kursk region after a surprise cross-border attack that began on August 6th, it's a reminder Russian forces are still pressing on with their own offensive in eastern Ukraine.